Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so it is Freedom Friday, and, you know, I have a good news story.
Okay.
A good news story. So, you know, I've always tried to get my kids to be, you know, CPR certified, to know a basic amount of first aid,
right,
stuff like that. Because
good Samaritan
it's
stuff.
It's important, and you yep. never know when that's going to come in handy. Well, recently, out in California, this was just a few days ago, there was a family that got together for Thanksgiving. There was a little three-year-old there. Everybody kind of lost sight of the three-year-old. She went out and fell in the swimming pool.
Oh, no.
And she drowned. And her 15-year-old cousin, Madison Atkinson, when a family member went in the pool and retrieved her, Madison stepped up and said, "I know CPR," and it calmed everybody down, and she performed CPR on this little girl and brought her back.
Nice.
And, you know, it's so important that you know as much as you can know, especially basic stuff like that.
Yeah.
But what she said was, she said, "I saw that he was trying the Heimlich. But I knew in that case you needed CPR because she didn't seem like she was breathing. I told everyone I knew CPR, and it calmed everyone down." So that's, you know, way to go, Madison. And, you know, the fact that she's 15, she knows that.
Yeah.
She's going to go places. And, yeah. And
get to recognize that some, you know, an adult or somebody older wasn't doing the correct thing.
Right.
And to be able to process.
Yeah.
Back to what we were talking about earlier.
It does.
There's some basic things we need to be reinstilling, and that's what Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts used to do, is
yep.
teach that kind of skill. Everybody gets all worked up about it, but, you know, and now it's about cookies or it's about whatever. Instead
yep.
of, they were, you know, I learned how to tie knots, build a fire, do CPR.
Right.
Understand civics.
Yeah.
In ways that I wasn't being taught at school. And
exactly.
We're really, that's a great story.
Well, you know, it's all those things that used to be good, like the scouts, right?
Yeah.
Those all got attacked.
Yeah.
And the left doesn't care that it's detrimental to society if they tear these institutions down. They don't care about that.
Right.
And, you know, it's frustrating that some people are on the scorched earth method of tearing things down. They don't care what it does. If they don't like it, then it's got to go.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what the cost is.
What the long-term effect is going to be, or,
yeah.
you know. And yeah, you know, every institution at some point does some missteps, but it shouldn't condemn the whole
right.
future. I mean, fix it and move on.
Exactly.
And make it better.
Yep, that's true. So. I think, you know, it's just society today. We've gotten to where if we don't like it, it's got to go. And nobody, you know, they don't just sit back and go, you know what? It really doesn't affect me. And if those people want to do it, let them do it.
That's
what they tell you
yeah.
they want. They yep. tell you that's what they want. But that's not what they actually ask for.
Okay. Travis is going to do the Biden countdown.
There
we should
go.
Just have that. You should do the five.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. So, yeah, here in a little bit, Dennis, we're going to have Montana GOP Chairman Don Kaltschmidt, call in. And he's got a few things he wants to talk about.
Okay.
So we'll have that. And everybody else, you can call in if you want to be on the show.
What's that number?
2940970.
Or you can go to the app.
Or you can go to the app. Send us a message. Montana Talks app.
That's we right. are worldwide right now, George.
Worldwide.
Can you imagine
That's
that?
It.
That there's somebody in...
There are people...
All over the world listening to us.
To this.
Right
yeah.
Now.
Well, at least they started listening. And they found out Aaron wasn't on
Aaron,
today.
Well, we turned in and now it says that...
I want to take today off.
What happened? We thought we got rid of George
exactly.
and Dennis. And now they're back and...
That's right.
We Here's haven't a, been cut off the air yet, so...
Not yet. Oh, I dropped a word on here a couple of weeks ago or a few weeks ago.
Oh.
I looked over and Travis gave me a look and a surprise, And he's like, I've never heard you say that before. And I didn't get any letters, so I think it was all right.
Wow.
You never know.
I always like leaving the show, and then I get the text or emails going, great show, guys.
There you go. Yeah. Or you get the ones that say, you guys are idiots.
You guys, what?
Yeah. In my opinion, this is a message from Nicole in Columbus.
Oh.
In my opinion, if you don't vote, you don't have a right to complain about what is going on in the country. If you want things different or better, you need to go vote. Thanks for that message, Nicole. And, you know, you need to do a little more than that even. We need people. There are people out there that are passionate about things
right.
that if they knew how to step up and do more, they might. They probably would. But there is a lot you can do, especially on the state level. I've gone to Helena and testified on behalf of different bills that were up there.
You have more effect on your local stuff, especially as Montanans.
Oh, yeah.
You know, paying attention to who's running for your city council or your county commissioner or your legislature.
Yeah. And well, you were a city councilman once.
I did it all.
You got emails from me when I send it to the whole council and say, you guys don't know. You know, it's... But people do look at that, and they do listen, because I've gotten some angry emails back from the city council before, too. But
the political environment makes it hard to get good people to run, too.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, when you see, we talked about earlier in the show, how negative stuff works better than positives. And so you have, there's so many good people in our community that are just awesome community leaders that as soon as you go, hey, George, you should run for office. Yeah, all of a sudden it's, I like my life and, you know, they're going to retaliate against my business or my family or my children. And it happens.
It does.
My daughter got attacked by something I did and the teacher didn't even apologize. She actually said, yep, I told her that. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wow. A teacher, you know, somebody that you're supposed
to. Yeah.
That's another whole deal there.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the reality of political office now. Yeah. And so,
well, you know, when I was in school, teachers did not tell us who to vote for or who they were going to vote for. Right. They didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, they would tell you, look, read or do your research, listen to both sides, figure out which one you like and vote for that person.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. They didn't put rainbow flags in their classroom. They didn't put any of this, crazy stuff in their classroom trying to influence kids. You didn't do that. That's not why you went to school. You went to school to learn basic things.
So. And now it's down to talk radio or whatever is getting some of the messages out. Government class used to be, I mean, I remember government class. We went in there and the teacher's like, well, are you a Democrat or Republican? And we're all looking at each other like, what does that mean? We're all running home to go, are we Democrats or are we Republicans, Mom? And then finding out what that meant or what, by putting that label, what did that mean?
Right.
You know? And,
yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's not working what we're doing now. Well, I don't know. It may be fitting somebody's agenda, like George Soros' agenda.
Yeah.
But it's really not working. We're not doing these kids any favors. You know, it's become about everything else except a real education and reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it used to be about, but not so much anymore. And that's too bad.
They don't even teach cursive as far as I know. I mean,
no, they stop.
When I'm trying to teach my kids, they say sign their name, and you get this blank look, and you're like, you've got to come up. And I mean, I sign my name, and they're like, what does that say? It's like I'm writing a foreign language.
Right. Yes.
Like, well, because now you DocuSign. You don't even have to learn to make a signature. Either that or it's a scribble.
Right.
I mean, my kids have more, it looks more like a scribble and
make
a scratch. Yeah, it's a mark. So you might as well just put an X there for the value of what that signature actually is.
Exactly.
But then you got DocuSign, and DocuSign has a...
Yeah.
I sign everything, and it looks just like my signature.
There you go. Yeah. Well, and you don't even have to do that. You can go to, you know, Adobe's deal and just type in your name and pick one of 20 different styles and use that one.
Yeah.
Just there you go. And it's pretty amazing. They'll have one pretty close to yours in there, you know. So
great.
I got another message.
Oh, no. Verify that I signed something because it might be George.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Another message. This one from Lori in Billings. She says, Twister Tester Packs like implying Sheehy is corrupt because he does business in the Caymans, which is legal to do because some people who do business in them are corrupt. Well, that can be said of doing business anywhere, including Washington, D.C. Oh, that's right.
There you go.
So by that same token, one corrupt politician in Washington would damn all the rest of them to being deemed corrupt, right?
Yeah.
Same philosophy there. But, you know, we know that they're not all corrupt, just most of them.
So let's go some. I'm gonna take a higher road. So okay, let's go. So. There's some that are there, absolutely.
All right.
I think trying to do the right thing.
George and Dennis in for Aaron. We'll be right back. I'm good.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so
good morning.
Good morning. Happy Freedom Friday, everyone. It's George and Dennis in for Aaron. If you want to be on the show, call 294-0970. We got a couple of callers we need to get to.
We do. We got callers. We have the app, and we got Don calling in.
Yeah, so, well, let's see here. On line one, Clinton Bozeman. Clint, what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is Legislative Services, Helena, and what they do and who formed it, who started it. Well, now, Tim Babcock and another fellow from Red Lodge, I think was a senator, started Legislative Services for $75,000 there in Helena. It's in the bottom of the Capitol on the east wing in the basement. Anyway, today it's worth millions. What they do, they're taking millions of dollars in there now to run it. And Tim told me personally, I know him real well, or did before he died, that it was the worst thing he ever done. And the reason being is this. They write the bills, the senators and legislators go down there and ask them, tell them what they want, and they write them. So consequently, what we have is hundreds and hundreds of bills where before when the legislators and senators wrote their own bills and sorted them out in committees and stuff, which was a hell of a lot better than this. Huh. And so consequently, what has happened to us here, and I've went to the Capitol for over 20 years and testified in various committees. Now, I'm going to give everybody a little piece of advice. Read Jack Abramoff's book. He was the highest priced paid lobbyist in Washington, D.C. And when you read that, he will tell you who's running this country. It's huge corporations and money.
Yeah.
Just think about all the money right now that's being raised for Tester and Sheehy just in the Senate race. And then when you go to Helena and you testify there, go up to the second floor over there by the restaurant and see how many lobbyists are there.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And we've got a citizen legislature, so you get people who don't necessarily know how to write those bills, trusting people. I mean, they have to trust that these people are really doing the intent of what they come with the idea, and then are trusting legislative services to write that bill. And I've talked to legislators that will say, yeah, I didn't even recognize my bill by the time it went through the process, what I started and what I wanted and what actually either got passed or killed. And I've seen legislatures even kill their own bills because it wasn't what they wanted.
Well, you're absolutely right. But what has happened through legislative services, how many bills did we have last session? There were thousands of them, wasn't there?
There were, yeah. I don't know how many
passed. Okay, now why did that happen? It's because of legislative services writing the bills for the senators. And anybody that goes to Helena that can't write a bill and what he wants to do with the state for the state through his own parties where he's been elected, they should help him, not legislative services. And each bill should stand on its own. There should be no amendments like in the federal government or the state government. Each bill should stand alone.
One topic. Yep.
You know, that's what I think. And money is running this country, and it's terrible. So that's all I got to say, guys.
Hey, thank you
Thanks very much for calling us, Clint.
That's a well thought out and good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I agree with him. I think that you, if you're up there serving, you should know how to write a bill. You should be able to sit down and draft that bill. You know, and so many people don't.
Right.
That's the thing. I mean, it's insane that people get up there to that point and they haven't educated themselves enough to run a meeting, participate in a meeting, write a bill, any of that stuff. And
some of them get elected with people knowing that they have no concept as to what they're doing.
Right. Right.
And that's the crazy part.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm all right with that even, but damn it, if I vote for you, I expect you to educate yourself.
Right.
Get up to speed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you should get up there and have a 2 or 4 year pass
right.
on learning anything to just sit in meetings all the time. I mean, you should be able to do this stuff, and it's frustrating. And I've seen some of these bills. Legislative Services doesn't do a stellar job part of the time because I've read some of these bills and I'm like, that is a horrible bill.
Yeah.
Poorly worded, poorly structured, everything. And, you know, it ain't easy. I know it's not.
Right.
But I can write a resolution,
yeah,
you know, they ought to be able to write a bill.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't get elected to anything. So
may, you know, shall, and must. Three key words that
exactly.
You look for in everything. Because,
you know, and
changes.
Where those commas go.
That's
and stuff
right.
Like
it makes
that.
A big difference.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to Gary Billings. He's on line 3. Gary, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Good morning, George and Dennis. Thank you for bringing Freedom Friday to us and all you're talking about. But what I wanted to weigh in is this lawsuit of these young kids filing that lawsuit to shut down the gas-fired coal plants. When we talk about freedom, I grew up in the southeastern part of Montana during the war, and we had to go out and mine our own coal. And we had the outdoor toilets and the Sears and Red catalog. And we thought we had a freedom back then, but now it's being taken away by these spoiled people that want to shut down our way to heat our home, you know. We have indoor toilets. We are blessed in that way. But look what they want to take away from us, George and Dennis, your comments.
Well, you know, it's just like we were talking earlier. They don't think of the repercussions of what they want. They just see that, oh, this is bad for the environment. We need to shut it down. But they don't think about, well, there's a lot of people that are going to lose their jobs. There's affordable, you know, heat for your home and all that. They don't look at that and they don't consider any of that.
Yeah. And to the point, you know, like you're saying, a lot of our, it's, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, uneducated students that aren't being taught the fundamental basics, where their power is coming from, where their sewer, their water, their food, any of that's coming from. And you know, we got that. A lot of us, you know, you just talked about, you just went and shot a deer.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, now you're not out in trouble.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't that, you know, you just wanted to go out and kill something to kill something. You're eating it. You're managing a population. You're doing all these things. And you understand that. But there's going to be a group that comes out going, oh, let Bambi run. You just killed Bambi's mom or whatever.
Right.
And it's the same thing like you're talking with coal or whatever. What that energy does.
Yeah.
And,
exactly. Well, Gary, thanks for that call. I really appreciate it. Thanks for paying attention out there, too. You know, that's people have to pay attention. I say that every time I'm on here. I'm sure people are tired of hearing me say it. Educate yourself. Pay attention to what's going on. Participate when you can.
But that's Freedom Friday. That's your fundamental. You come here every Friday talking about why it's important.
It is. And see,
those freedoms are but...
Yeah, well, here's the thing.
Something from being taken from you in a moment's notice.
Exactly, and there's people out there that'll be like, what freedoms are being taken away from you? Just name it. Well, you know what? I would rather be somebody that knows what my freedoms are and then calls out the government on it saying, hey, you can't do this, then be the one that has government tell you which freedoms you're going to have. And,
right.
and you don't know. If you're relying on the government to inform you and tell you what your freedoms are, you're not going to have any freedoms
yeah.
left.
The government's good at taking them away.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden it becomes a normal that, you know, then all of a sudden it's you and I going, when we were kids.
Yeah.
You know.
yeah, you remember
this,
when?
Remember when we actually were able to do this or do that. And our kids are going, you were able to do that? Oh, why would they allow you to even do that?
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Hey, we got Don K. Don Kaltschmidt, the head of the Montana GOP on the line. Let's see what he's got to talk about today. Don, how are you today?
Good morning, George and Dennis.
Good morning.
Calling you from the beautiful Flathead Valley here in Whitefish. We got a little snow coming down. And,
I was going to ask you, how's
free out here, but we got to keep watching on those freedoms, and that's why we need to keep voting Republican.
There you go. So, you know, when I talked to your communications director, she said you had like three things that you really wanted to talk about, and one of them I don't know anything about. She said she mentioned the Cook Political Report. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Cook Political Report, as a lot of you guys know, puts out a survey of what they think races are going to be, and they've had this Montana Senate race as leading Republican, and now they've put it in our favor a little bit further. They put it to toss-up. You know, Tester, who is our last Montana statewide elected Democrat, you know, has come under fire for breaking his ethics pledge, hiding meetings with lobbyists and steering billions of taxpayer dollars. You know, let's just say Tester is in for the race of his life. You know, we've really made some inroads here in Montana. As you know, we've got all the statewide Republicans right now. We have supermajority, so it's starting to trend to be more of a red state like our surrounding states. You know, Tester's really been two-faced in his behaviors, and, you know, he supports the Biden-Schumer agenda. And, you know, regardless of who our nominee is, Tester, we believe, will not be returning to the Senate for a fourth term, and polls are starting to show that, and that's why this thing is flipped. We have a lot more work to get it to lean Republican, and then hopefully to safe Republican.
Sure.
Hey,
Don, I need you to hang on just a minute. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Don Kay, the head of the Montana GOP, after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
When you come right down to it, an electric car is just that. It's a car, a device you can buy. Too often we think of an EV as either a badge of virtue, showing our concern for the planet, or as a badge of shame, you might say, as a sinkhole for taxpayer money. That thinking, either way, can obscure the pluses and minuses we might see in any other kind of new product. And to those who think that the only reason we have electric cars is because of federal subsidies, I show you Ukraine. Yes, Ukraine. Because a nice business has been created in that war-torn country, as described in a recent Wired magazine article. It involves repairing and reusing damaged EVs from North America that have been written off by insurance companies as salvage. The rising EV share of that country's vehicle fleet is pure economics. Electricity and maintenance is cheap, and gasoline, thanks to the war, is expensive. And fixing up wrecks from our continent brings prices down to help make that switch happen. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
He's life. He's liberty. He is Mark Levin. And you can hear him each weekday afternoon starting at 4 on News Talk 103.3 and AM 970.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're back with Don Kay, the head of the Montana GOP. George Blackard and Dennis Pittman filling in for Aaron Flint. Don, go ahead. I hate to cut you off for those commercials, but we got a good 11 minutes now. So,
all right, sounds good. So, So, yeah, I just wanted to reiterate that about Tester. I'll talk to you a little bit more about that. You know, like, we've got a website out there, toothpastetester.com. Like, everybody to kind of look in there. Because what I heard you guys talking about on the break was people have to educate themselves really where Senator Tester is. See, this is not Joe Manchin. This is not Kyrsten Sinema either. This is a guy that votes with the party all the time. And it's time for Montana to say, you know what, we're done with your rope-a-dope, I'm a farmer, good old boy deal, and see, and, you know, the guy is that, but here's the deal. Let's follow the votes and follow the money, and that's what I'm going to ask everybody to do. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about this morning was a new initiative that we're doing. We're calling Bank Your Vote, and, you know, we want to encourage GOP voters, like the ones listening right now, to get our votes in and make sure that your voice is heard in this critical 24 election. You know, to beat Biden, John Tester, and other Democrats in 24, we have to ensure that Republicans bank as many votes as possible before election day. You know, we've got like 80% of the people in Montana have absentee ballots. I think maybe 80 or 85, depending on the county. And we want to encourage everybody to go down and vote early. You know, you don't have to do the absentee. You can go down to your county clerk and vote down there. Just get that vote in because I don't know if you guys know this, but 20% of reliable Republican voters didn't make it to the polls in 2022 due to weather, you know, and other kind of circumstances that come up. So, with the early voting thing that they have today, you know, we just need to take advantage of it. And we have been, but we're going to try to step up those efforts in 24. You know, we're really committed to getting that stuff done. We also have grassroots efforts to protect your vote. In 2022, grassroots Republicans like you should feel more comfortable banking your vote. We did have those efforts in 2022. So, and 20 actually. So if you need any more information on that, go to bankyourvote.com.
All right. Yeah, we'll have to do that because I'm a little curious
in the term bank your vote, but I will definitely do that. I will check that out. I encourage everybody to do that as well because it's all part of being educated and knowing what's going on. So what is the answer to getting more people out, more conservatives, Republicans out to vote? Because the last election we had here in Billings, I think less than half of the eligible voters even bothered to participate.
Yeah, so what has to happen, and of course this is the way it goes, when you have a municipal election like the one you're referring to, very, very low voter turnout. That's just the way it's always been. And the only way you're going to change that is to get people engaged. So what we do is we knock doors. Our job at the MTGOP is to turn out the vote. So we're going to be calling you. We're going to be knocking on your door. We're going to be, if we know that you have a ballot in your home, we are going to keep talking to you until we get it in. And it just takes a lot of effort because there's people out there that just aren't as motivated as people like you and I are. And we just have to recognize that. But we know that there's these conservative voters out there that are going to vote Republican, that are going to vote Montana values. We just got to get those votes in. And we get those votes in, and we're going to win the election because there's more of us than there is them.
Right, yeah. So, you know, I think I make people mad all the time because I actually like to go to the polls and vote. To me, it's kind of a ritual, and I like to go down there and do that. And I will do that. I would drive all the way across town to do that. I don't have a problem with that. But then you said a minute ago that 80% of people 80%. Get a mail-in ballot, yep. And they still don't send it in.
That's what drives me crazy. Yeah, you get these people that, you know, it's city elections are 100% mail-in ballot and 50% are voting. I mean, we delivered it to you.
We could fill it out for you, I guess. Yeah, so, all right, Don, well, everybody make sure you check out that website. What was the name of that again?
It was bankyourvote.com.
All right, bankyourvote.com. What else you got going on over there?
Well, I'm sure you've heard the news to make sure our elections are safe and secure in Montana. The RNC and the MTGOP jumped into another election integrity court battle. As Republicans, we have this crazy idea, guys, that you should only be able to vote once in each election.
Well, we prefer you're alive, too.
Yeah, right. You got to be alive, and you can only vote once. But Montanans deserve, you know, honest and fair elections. And right now, dark money Democrats, a lot of people don't know this, in Montana disagree and are trying to attack our election process. But Republicans, we won't let that happen. We know that the basic election safeguards drive up voter confidence because we want everybody to vote because there's people that don't have voter confidence, so we need to have there. And as chairman of the MTGOP, we're proud to join with the RNC in filing this intervention and look forward to fights this battle in court for Montanans because basically what it is, guys, is that Democrats are fighting us that you might have a person, let's just say, that is registered in, Broadwater County. And then he moves up to Yellowstone County or down to Yellowstone County. And so he's registered in both places so he can vote in both places. We don't want to let that happen. So we just want one man, one woman, one vote. That's it. And if we do that, we have a fair election, we're going to be fine. That's what we're striving for.
Fantastic. Yeah, people don't believe. That's the other thing is the left will tell you, well, just show me some fraud. Show me, it doesn't happen. And, you know, I've known people that have voted more than once. I've known people that sent in other people's ballots. It does happen. And for them to pretend that it doesn't is crazy.
It is. And, you know, again, when you're in the minority, and they are, they're going to do everything they can to win. You know, that's what they do. We just are fighting against that. And we got to make sure that everybody gets out there and votes. And we have to make sure that people are secure. We know there's going to be some irregularities, but we want to keep them to a minimum. We got to be realistic and go forward and get this job done.
All right, there you go. Well, Don, thank you very much for this call today. That bankyourvote.com. Go see what they're talking about there. You know, you got anything coming up on the calendar you could tell us about?
Well, we do have our winter kickoff that's coming up here in February. So we'll be doing that down in Helena, and that'll be a lot of fun. And we're going to be, you know, getting things going for Montana. We also are got our prayers going out to Israel. I just want to talk a little. Do I have some more time?
Yeah, you got a couple more minutes. Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to say that our hearts and prayers continue to go out to the Israeli people and the men and women and children being held hostage by those Hamas terrorists. You know, the MTGOP executive board, just so you know, signed a resolution that stands with Israel during this time. And despite the Democrats' weakness, one thing is clear. The Montana Republican Party will always stand with Israel. And also want to encourage your guys and gals out there to go to another website called twofacetester.com. I think I mentioned it earlier. T-W-O-faced, spelled out, tester. .com and you know, take a look at what this guy has done because we really need to replace him going forward. Montana just can't afford to have another 6 years of Don Tester, you know, where he's a good old boy farmer for, like you guys were saying, for 5 years and then or for 1 year and then a DC politician for 5 years. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Don, we got to take a break here, but thank you very much for the call and bringing us up to speed. bankyourvote.com, twofacetester.com. Check them out. Educate yourself. Thanks, Don.
Thanks.
All right. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If you've ever known anybody in your life, and it's a sad thing to watch people, you know, that suffer from some type of cognitive decline or, you know, full-on Alzheimer's, whatever it happens to be, it's not fun to watch this. You know, I know people, older people, people that I love and have been fond of, and you're talking to them, they ask you a question, you answer the question, 2 minutes later, they'll ask you the same question because they don't remember they asked it. Or they'll tell you a story and then they'll repeat the story 5 minutes after that and then repeat it later and again and again. The question is, can somebody that has the most important job in the entire world, in my view, being president of the United States, be in a cognitive decline? I am not diagnosing Joe Biden.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, that was a great call with Don Kay from the Montana GOP. We got Jeff and Polson on the line. We're going to get to him in just a second.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm going to go check those websites out because I got to see this, twofacetester.com and bankyourvote.com. And, you know, here, there's probably people sitting out there wondering, you know, well, what can I do to help? I want to help. I want to do something. Well, you know, there are just so many ways you can help, from knocking on doors to, I don't know, probably licking and sticking stamps. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, you could get as involved or as you want to be, yep. I guess is what I'm saying. And you've been through this process a lot of times.
I have, yeah. And it takes, you know, it takes more than just the candidate out there. They can't do it themselves. And having you out there with talking to your friends, I mean, it can be as simple as talking, getting some facts, helping them out when the disinformation goes out there,
right,
to have their back and write the letter to the editor saying, that's not really what's going on here,
yeah,
or whatever. I mean, there is that whole counter campaign that has to happen anymore, but
exactly.
it's the door knocking or just door dropping materials. It's the crazy part with campaigns anymore is they're getting so expensive.
Right.
It's just ridiculous what it costs to run a campaign. And that's why, you know, ultimately follow the money. Look back at, and it's not only just current candidates, but if they're going for reelection, look at who has supported them financially in the past and how they're voting versus what they're saying in their brochure or what people are saying about them.
Exactly.
And that becomes key.
And
if you don't, then, you know, you're getting what you deserve, not what you really need.
That's right.
You know,
you're right. Hey, let's go to Jeff and Polson real quick and get that. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm sorry that Don isn't there because I wanted to have a chance to ask him this question directly. You know, in Missoula County, they recently had a city election for city council members, and only 3 out of 10 people in the county voted. So 7 out of 10 did not. And in addition to that, the Missoula County Republican Central Committee has had a bunch of drama going on for the last several years. Hopefully that's finally resolved. And I'm not going to get into any ad hominem attacks. I'm not really interested in that. But it points out a problem that the prior leadership was either neglectful or dysfunctional or incompetent, because in the end, they weren't supporting candidates. You know, there's a candidate for City Council, Sandy Basica, right now, who is in a dead heat with her competitor, and they tied. And now it's going to be up to the City Council to decide which one of the candidates is going to take the seat. And I think with a little more attention from the Missoula County Central Committee, that could have been avoided. And I think you have, and I'm a big one for if there's something wrong, you look at leadership. You know, when I was in the Air Force, I got a chance to rise to leadership. My first question was, if something went wrong, how did I contribute to this, and what can I do to help? And I think that at the county level, the state GOP needs to just kind of make sure that they don't need to be running it. I'm not suggesting that. I just, there needs to be some, I don't know, guidance, some central stuff going on, some oversight in terms of, are you really supporting all the candidates you can? Is there any favoritism going on? Is there anything that, you know, petty grievances that need to be taken care of before they percolate up and cause problems? Because I think the state has kind of written Missoula County out, but I think that's a mistake. I think that there have been candidates down there who proved that Republicans can win and conservatives can win in Missoula County. You just need the message out there, and you need the voter turnout. I think
that's a good perspective, for sure.
It's an issue for the state to make sure that all the central committees are doing that.
Hey, Jeff, we got to take a quick break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Securing America.
As the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East continue, so does the commitment from America to support both the Ukrainians in their fight against Russia and the Israelis in that country's fight against Hamas. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby spoke Thursday about the current situation in Europe as the Russians are once again focusing on Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
We've been strengthening Ukraine's air defensive capabilities so that they can shoot down Russian missiles and their Iranian drones targeting critical infrastructure.
At a press briefing Thursday, Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh spoke about the principles involved.
We're going to continue to provide both countries with what it needs in each of their areas of them fighting for their sovereign territory against an aggressive neighbor.
U.S. officials have repeatedly said the resources for Ukraine are becoming limited and further aid needs to be authorized by Congress. Kim Uetzke, Fox News.